Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey, I'm Chris Hemsworth.
We know each other.
Chris Hemsworth.
You're friends from work.
Yes, on Monday morning we have got the opportunity to fly to Sydney. Maddie and I are going to do it. You're in Melbourne because we are on holidays, but it's worth it because we're going to fly to Sydney to interview Chris Hemsworth. We've only got 4 minutes.
6 a.m. we have to leave to get there.
We get to see the movie first. It's a treat. It's an honour.
Yes.
But only 4 minutes. We just want to know, what do you want us to ask? I don't want after going, geez, that was a bad interview, because I'm putting it straight out there. I'm going to try my hardest just not to giggle. I'm going to be like, abnormal.
You know what they say? 4 minutes in heaven is better than no minutes in heaven.
That's a, yep, great old saying. Catherine and Burpengary, we've got 4 minutes with Chris Hemsworth and Taika. What do we want to ask him?
I would love to ask Chris, how often he gets away caravanning with his family, given it's school holidays.
He's got one of those good big caravans, hasn't he?
Yes.
It's a Lotus he's got. I mean, I wasn't stalking him, but yeah, I don't think he bought it. Yeah. Yep.
I always wonder that when big, like, rich celebrities tag brands in it. They go, do they get that for free or do they just buy it and they're doing them a solid?
I think they get it for free.
They got it for free. Yeah. Okay. Wait, you going to follow up with that?
Did you get your big-ass caravan for free?
Do you want to know if you paid for it or not, Catherine?
I'm not saying anything, given I know all about the product.
Oh, do you work for him?
I don't work for him. I sell the caravan.
Ah, you trying to get a free plug for your business?
I like it.
Make this work for you.
I just want to know how often he goes.
I would also like to say that we love the caravans, say, Catherine? We really do.
Love it.
They're on back order at the moment. I remember they were the ones that I went online, you can do the virtual buy?
Yes.
And I, yeah.
Hold the line, Catherine.
Yeah. We're in the market for a B105 show caravan.
Yes.
That was clever.
We'll share it around with the group. Yeah, you've got to admire that. That's brilliant.
Catherine sneaking a plug in.
Shisha is giving us a call on 131060. What do you think we should ask Chris Hemsworth, Shisha?
Why does he have to show his butt in the new Thor movie?
Ah, yes.
Why does he have to?
Scene.
Yes. Mm. Is Mum there at the moment?
Dad's here.
Dad's here, right.
Oh, Dad's question.
I was going to say, well, I'm sure you could ask someone why and they'll tell you why.
You cheeky devil,
yeah.
Dad.
He ruined it for every other man.
He did, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, yeah. It's like Ed Sheeran songs are just too romantic and everyone's like, why does he have to do that?
Apparently, Shisha, it's very integral to the plot. Like, the
it
movie
is.
Wouldn't make sense unless you see his
it's
butt.
Compulsory. Do you know what that means?
She's not allowed to watch the movie just because of the Chris Hemsworth butt.
Yeah, fair enough.
Your daughter or your wife?
Both.
Both. All right. Mel in Everton Park, we got 4 entire minutes with Chris Hemsworth, the star of Thor, Love and Thunder. What do you think we should ask him?
Morning, guys. Look, I don't really have a question. Abby, I'm going to need you to do me a solid.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the red carpet event on Sunday night in Sydney. And if you could just point Chris in my direction, that would be amazing. Look, if he's willing to leave his hot wife for an average tattooed Brisbane girl, I'm all his.
Who are you going down there with, Mel?
So I'm actually somebody's plus one. So my bestie Kat, she's Kat Clark on TikTok. So she's got the invite and brought me along because who doesn't love a bit of Chris?
I know. Are you single, Mel?
No, my boyfriend is well and truly aware that I'm probably just going to stay there with Chris.
Well, if you're in a relationship, you've probably got a better chance with Taika than with Chris.
Just to be in Chris's presence, that'll do me.
Yeah.
A Christmas present.
All right.
That's so we've come...
There we go. Well, we've filled up that interview, haven't we?
Yeah.
Do you want to go dressed as a present?
Yeah, I will.
Mel,
we can't all be presents, Mel. I mean, we could try.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Forgive me for being so inquisitive.
Do you mind?
Do you mind
if I ask you a personal question?
We do this to educate and include everyone. It's all the questions that you want to ask someone. You're like, I don't want to offend them. I don't know how this will come across. This is your opportunity. Because people have said, go ahead, ask whatever question you would like to. Mm-hmm. And this morning we are joined by Grace Hyland. You might have seen her online as well. She is a transgender woman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we do know your father. He is an Australian actor, and recently he's been on TV talking about when you were saying to the family that you wanted to transition. This is some of it.
Yeah.
So for me, it really made sense. All through Grace's early years, she would gravitate to all things female. And when I saw Grace run towards authenticity and just jump over all the hurdles to do so, I, without doubt, had a front row seat to the most courageous thing I'd seen.
That's from your dad's perspective. Would you be able to take us through when you knew that you were female?
Yeah, so I really, from the age of about 4 or 5, I knew I was different. I would always gravitate to more feminine things and activities in kinder and primary school, but I just didn't I didn't know what that meant. I just thought I was weird because, you know, none of the other boys were like me. But when I was 12, I came across a documentary on YouTube about a trans girl who was going through transition and medical transition. And I had this light bulb moment and I just thought, that's me. Mm. And I'm finally seeing someone who is feeling how I've been feeling, and I'm not this weirdo who's just destined for a life of unhappiness and confusion.
So lovely to hear your father's words there, too. And imagine a very confusing time for you, especially at that age. How was it, and what did you think your family were going to say when you decided to tell them?
Well, so in 2012 at the time, sorry, 2013 at the time, trans wasn't in the media like it is today. So I obviously knew my family was accepting of gay people and lesbian people, but I had no idea how they'd react to trans. Mm. And so I took months to come out to them. And I actually came out to my stepmom on a post-it note because she realized that something was wrong. Mm. And then she's like, okay, something's wrong. You seem down lately. I need to know what's going on. You're not getting out of this car until you tell me. And then I ended up telling her after like half an hour.
So you changed your name to Grace when you were 14 years old. Do your parents and people who knew you before then, do they speak about who you were when you were male, or is like how does that work? Because I imagine people still have great memories of you before you became Grace.
So the way we think about it is I'm the same person. It's not like I was one person then and I'm a whole new person now. Mm. It's like I was a little boy who, instead of going through their teen years, turning into a man, I turned into a woman. And that might be hard for some people to understand, but I mean, I came out when I was 12 and then I had a gradual transition. So by the time I was 14, I was fully out as a female, starting my medical transition on testosterone blockers. So it wasn't very hard for people to grasp, and I haven't had anyone in my family sort of mourn who I used to be, because it's like I'm just the same person but a lot happier.
Yeah. Grace, do you mind if I ask, you mentioned the hormone blockers. What is your daily ritual? Do you need to still take them and other hormones now?
So basically, HRT is the process of changing your hormones in your body from male to female, because in our body we've all got sex hormones, and males have testosterone and a tiny bit of estrogen, whereas females have a lot of estrogen and a tiny bit of testosterone. So what the testosterone does is at male puberty, at about age 12 to 13, testosterone spikes. And so that makes your voice break, grow an Adam's apple, grow facial hair, get really muscly, grow really tall. It makes you look like a man. So the blockers, they prevent the production of testosterone. So I started those when I was 13. So my voice never broke. I never got an Adam's apple. I never grew facial hair and all of those male changes, right? So I had gender confirmation surgery when I was 19 years old. And a part of that surgery...
Is that that's the down the bottom surgery?
Yeah. That's where they basically turn the penis into a vagina.
Right.
And so a part of that is they remove the testicles and therefore your body no longer produces any testosterone because the testicles are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So then I stopped taking blockers then. But when I was 15, I started on estrogen, which is the female hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I grew boobs and hips and has soft skin and everything. But I'll need to be on that for the rest of my life because my body doesn't naturally produce enough of that.
Thank you for being so open and honest, the way that you can share with everyone. Would you like to take some calls?
I would love to.
131060, if there's any questions you have for Grace, who is a transgender woman.
Sarah in Springfield, you've got a question for Grace. Go for it.
Hi, yes. Do you mind if I ask? I'm going through a similar situation with my beautiful 8-year-old child, and I just wanted to know, like, is there any particular advice you could give me as a parent to make sure I was doing everything I could to support my child through this?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say that you're absolutely doing amazing. The fact that you're tuning in and listening to my story and even taking the time to call and ask is a huge step. That tells me you're not afraid of what people think. You're not afraid to be out and proud. So that's amazing. You're already halfway there because you just already sound like such an amazing, loving mum who wants the best for your child. And we need so many more mums like you. But what I will say is just let your child lead the way. Basically, create an environment, which it sounds like you already have, where your child feels as though they are comfortable to talk to you. Because the best relationship you could ever have with your child is where they feel like they could come and talk to you about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, I feel as though they will lead the way. Like, my stepmom and I have the relationship where I know I can talk to her about absolutely anything, and hence why I came out to her first. So I think just making sure your child feels as though they can talk to you about anything is key.
Does that help, Sarah?
Yes, it does, and that will stick with me. I really appreciate that.
Oh,
I can hear the emotion in your voice, Sarah, and I know you just want to do the right thing. Oh, Grace, for people like Sarah and listening, is there any sort of practical advice? Because I know that Sarah is so, you know, loving and there for her child. What about the school or the kids around? Is there anything that you think you should chat to the school or chat to her child's friends? Anything practical like that?
So you'll find that schools are becoming a lot more accepting and they are prioritising a lot of children's needs when it comes to gender identity in the past few years, just because of the media. There are a lot of organisations, I'm not sure of the ones in Brisbane, but there are a lot in Melbourne. But actually, I had one called the Safe Schools Coalition, and they actually came to my school and gave my classes a presentation about trans, and I didn't have to be in the room, so I could go off and do another class while they taught everyone about what it is to be trans. And my principal was amazing. His son was gay and experienced a lot of bullying. So the minute I came to my principal's office and said, I'm trans, I'm transitioning, can I use the girls' bathroom, can I change my name? He's like, absolutely, we'll do anything to support you. So there are support groups everywhere for transgender children, for parents of transgender children. They are everywhere. There are some really big ones in Australia where people come and they have meeting points in every different state, or there are ones, I have no doubt that there'd be amazing ones in Brisbane with like-minded mums in Facebook groups who just all have kids who are struggling with gender identity and can talk about everything.
Sure. All right, let's jump over to Josie now. Josie's on the line. What would you like to ask Grace?
Hi, Grace. Do you mind if I ask what your views are for sports and professional sports and what we can do as a society to support trans people?
Absolutely. So I think when it comes to sports, it's such a hard one because we see cases of trans women where they are being discriminated against and just made a complete mockery of in the media. And I think that that is a huge no-go zone. I don't think it's okay for, you know, the media to make a mockery of them. However, I will acknowledge that every trans woman is different. So what the argument is that trans women who were born male have a biological advantage. That's the argument from the opposition. And to an extent, that is true. If you're a trans woman who went on puberty blockers when she was like 12, 13, 14, even 15, you haven't gone through enough male changes to where you have a biological advantage over cisgender women. So playing in sports alongside women really, in my opinion, is okay, because where's the advantage? You didn't go through male puberty. You know, your bones aren't thicker and longer and more denser. You don't have a massive muscle mass. Like, however, there is something to be said. I personally feel like sexual dimorphism is a really grey area. Like,
so do you believe that trans women should be able to compete in female sports?
Well, here's the thing. I think so, but I think it has to be case by case. And I think at the end of the day, sport is a business. And people, they're only going to put people in sport for what people are paying to see.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Sorry to cut you off. We just got to keep moving through one more call so we don't run out of time.
All right. We've got Serena from Caboolture who's given us a call. You're on the air with Grace. What's your question?
Good morning, Grace. Do you mind if I ask, since you've done your gender confirmation surgery, do you prefer to be identified as a woman or a trans woman?
Great question.
Thank you for your question. It's a tough one because I guess I identify as a woman, but, you know, I just go about my normal life. Like, I just feel like I'm a woman. Like, you know, I forget I'm trans most of the time, to be honest, but I will acknowledge that I am a trans woman. And to be honest, I'm proud of that because I've been through so much and I've had to work so hard just to be who I am. So I just wear it with pride. And I think that it's great because now that I'm in such a good place in my life and I'm so happy, I don't want to just cast away that side of me and then leave behind the other trans women of today who might need my help.
All right, well, Grace, thank you so much for being open with us. We really appreciate it. And if anyone wants to check you out, you're all over Instagram and, of course, TikTok as well. So thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Ooh. Our producers, they're so good at riddles, right? Well, actually, you guys are now. You've sort of nailed them all. And I know that you've been researching as well, right? Practicing. Taylor?
Yep, we're veterans now. Well, I've gotten two right. You've gotten one right.
Yes.
But who's keeping score?
Yeah, just rub it in, Ash.
Just the people out there with the giant chalkboard that got installed.
All right. This is one for you guys. And if, of course, you think you know it quicker than they do, you can always call up on 131016. All right. Two in a corner, one in a room, zero in a house, but one in a shelter. What am I?
Two in a corner, one in a room.
Two in a corner,
yep.
One in a room, zero in a house, but one in a shelter. What am I? Taylor, why do I feel like you're not even trying? He's just waiting for
us. I'm thinking of Domino's. I don't know why.
Yeah. The pizza place or the
no,
game?
No, the
Domino's.
The Domino's, yeah. Domino's,
yeah, because there's dots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two in a corner could be.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's really, yeah. That's good.
Outside the box
that
thinking.
That is very
thank
clever
you.
Thing.
That is really good, go. But not the answer.
Okay.
No. Do you have any?
Two
any...
in a corner? Mm. I was thinking like the wall, but there's walls in a house.
Mm.
Yeah. And there's. Yeah.
Not all walls make a corner, though.
Mm.
Two in a corner, so one in a room, zero in a house, but one in a shelter.
Shelter. So it's a home appliance, right?
No.
Like a broom?
No.
Two brooms.
No.
Two brooms. Well, you're living with witches. No.
Two brooms in a shed.
The phones great have lit song. Up, so.
Oh, I hate it when that happens because it makes us sound so.
No,
maybe think differently to the way you're headed.
Two in a corner.
Two one. In a corner.
In a room.
Do you know it, Maddie?
You know what's sad is Abby did tell me the answer to this one the other week and I've totally forgotten it.
That's like the echo one they were saying. I was like, I've heard this one before.
Like, I meant to know it, but
it's all right. I watch a movie and I go, oh, geez, this is good movie. And they're like, you've seen it before. I was like, did I like it last time?
What are you thinking over there, Taylor? Because like, your eyebrows are up and you were moving your hands back and forward. What's?
I was trying to do a corner with my hands and go, what's in a corner? Mm. And I just cleaned mold out of my corners yesterday.
Mold.
So I was thinking, mold.
No,
mold.
No.
But that's a house.
No.
Can you say it one more time?
Yeah, think about the words, guys. Two in a corner, one in a room, zero in a house.
Well, everyone calm down. Now, Taylor did
yeah,
first.
I
so
always
gonna...
help. I do the working for and you I and you take out in. The last
okay,
minute. It's
all right,
the letter
Corey.
R. Yes, yes! Taylor!
Well done.
I obviously knew that too, but I let it happen.
Now, yeah. If anyone gets a chance, watch the slow down video of that because both girls spat everywhere. Well done.
That's good.
You guys are getting too good.
Yeah.
Smart.
Very good.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Okay, I'm sorry to do this to you, Scotty, my hubby. Morning.
Yeah. Morning. How are we, guys?
We're good.
It's not Tuesday.
Prime time. It's not Tuesday, is it, Stav? Correct?
No, but what is today? Today is something important that you were organising.
Friday.
You were thank you for organising Friday for everyone, Scotty. That's very...
But there was something that was happening today?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you got a Disney on ice.
You're dying inside right now, aren't you?
Nah, I'm just going to go have a look at the calendar.
I was going to say, is he scrounging?
Anna versa who? Anna what are you? How many years of marriage?
Disney on ice.
Disney on ice.
You got Disney on ice.
I think it's
Disney on ice. Remember?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, see, Scotty, I don't even remember this, but our producer... Yeah. Wanted to get you on because you said 6 months ago that something was going to happen today and we just want to check how the organisation has gone because at the start of the year you said this.
Yeah, we've got plenty of goals this year and a big party coming up too for the tradies.
Oh, you want to do a party for the tradies?
Yeah. No one really knows about it yet, but I've got it all planned out.
Okay.
When is the party?
Oh, I'm thinking mid-year.
You know what he's going to say though?
Mm. Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to go send a group of tradies from Australia over to Vegas for a party?
How good would that be?
Yep. Scotty?
Yeah, it's all in process. It's happening.
It's a work in progress.
I was saying to the guys, I don't remember the last time you even booked a flight for yourself.
We don't need to go down that road, honey. You know, you're the... You sort of take over for me, honey. You're just like... You know,
so what have you done, Abby, is what he's saying. Yeah. He made this promise 6 months ago. What have you done?
I don't want you guys to go. So if you guys want me to organise a party, I will organise it in Vegas end of year.
What?
Say no,
are you
Scott.
Serious?
It's a trap.
What?
It's a trap.
No, if you guys, if we want to organise it, we could...
No, Ash because can organise that's what she'll do. She'll book us all flights to go to Vegas, yeah. And all of a sudden the boys will be in some sort of health retreat for vegans, and the girls will be at the cats.
We're ready to go. Ash?
Oh, hang on. Sorry.
What's going on, hey?
Ash, you could help me with it, couldn't you?
Hang on, I need to turn the microphone on. Okay. Oh, okay. I've made a mistake.
Yeah, well, so that's why you can't organise anything.
I can't even turn her on. You turned on now.
I'm turned on? Okay. Yeah. Yes, we can go to Vegas. We just need the money.
And a reason?
What do you mean a reason?
Don't need a reason. Stupid.
We can go to Vegas. Are you kidding me?
That's not... No, honey, why is it always like we're talking to a kid who actually thinks that it's like it's already done?
We're going to be right back where we started 6 months ago. He's just going to make the same promise now, and then we're going to be in the same situation
We've
in December.
We've been talking about it for a show.
4 years.
For so long. Mm. But then, to be fair, COVID happened.
Yeah.
That did halt it.
Yeah. Come on. You know that how we do it. Don't say we need a reason. We normally decide where we want to go, and then we find a reason for it.
Yeah. As long as it rhymes, we'll be okay.
Well, boys, it sounds like this is a go. So, Stav and Matty, we're going to have to get clearance notice from the wife, you know?
We don't need to do that.
Why don't you just do baby steps and just book one thing in? Book something in, like even just a restaurant booking. You've never done that before. You could try that.
No, you just do walk-ins off that.
Yeah, and what happened last time we tried that?
It was a bit busier than what I thought it was going to be.
I hear Vegas is pretty quiet most times of the year. We should be able to sneak in.
All right,
Vegas
Scotty.
Vegas is huge, Dab. We've got plenty of spots we can go,
Yeah, Scotty and I last went there on our honeymoon, so it's a really romantic place.
You went there on your honeymoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Had to try and win some money to pay for the wedding. You kind of went backwards, but anyway.
What a great plan. What could have failed? All right, Scotty, we'll leave it in your hands. We'll check. We're on 2 weeks holiday after this week, so we'll check in with you then, okay?
All right, sounds good. I'll have some things happening.
Sure you will.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
This is always a list that we like to go...
Rubbish.
That's rubbish. Who came up with that?
Idiots.
But apparently it's the economist of the world, and I'm talking about the most livable cities because number one is not Brisbane.
No.
Number one is Vienna, which is in...
Europe.
Austria. Yes. That has been number one. And Auckland, who has taken out a bit of a top spot, has tumbled down to 34th place. And they're saying it's to do with coronavirus pandemic restrictions.
Oh.
So apparently that was bad for the economy. And
they had really strict ones in New
Zealand. Yeah, and that's why we've gone down the list as well. But they're also talking about sustainability, good infrastructure as well. We're talking about healthcare and plenty of opportunities for culture and entertainment. Who says that Brisbane is not cultured?
No one.
Exactly. We've got State of Origin.
Very cultured. Very, very cultured.
No, the arts here is pretty brilliant.
It's great.
Yeah.
And I always think Brisbane's the greatest city in the world.
Well, we're down to 27th.
We're the 27th best city in the world. I always say that.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I think we should be in the top 10.
See, I want to meet the people who are on the judging panel because...
They've never come here before.
When they say that Melbourne was the livable city for forever, I was like, is there just 8 hipsters who love coffee and terrible fashion who are voting this?
Well, a lot of people live in Melbourne. It's quite livable if you look at the statistics.
Yeah, but it's dreary. And people are always depressed in Melbourne.
Sour grapes.
I'm not sour grapes. I don't care because I don't want to be on the most livable and have people come here. We've already got a rental crisis. We don't need more of the people from overseas coming. I don't mean it like that. Everyone please come. But I just, like, you know, we've got a rental crisis at the moment. I don't want to say anything wrong.
No foreigners.
No, that's not what you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I just don't
We know what you're saying.
It's hard to get a booking at a restaurant
Vienna
now.
Walking around going, oh, look at this crap hole of a 27th placer. Because I guess if you lived in Vienna, you wouldn't
leave. But then I want to know if it is to do with the whole lockdowns. Melbourne had the most lockdowns. Why are they higher than anyone else from Australia?
Well, I guess maybe because I think what has gone against us is we were shut out to everybody for so long. So they're saying that, hey, at the drop of a hat, that maybe we'd just shut our borders and you wouldn't be allowed to come or go. Whereas at least in Melbourne, although they were locked down, I think once they were out of lockdown, they were a bit more lax with their borders.
I guess. But I'm with you, though, Maddie. I don't think any of them have actually lived here.
No.
I feel like they're all living on some sort of thing.
Statistics.
Brisbane? No.
Melbourne? No. It's stupid.
Like, if they went for a dip at Southbank, they'd be like, ah, no, this is definitely 24.
What are they talking about?
They go
beach
to the
in the city? Wow. Straight to number one.
Yeah. This place has got a wheel. I haven't seen that in any other capital city.
Don't be like that. Don't be like that. You've got a river and a bridge. Can't get that in Sydney.
Nah, they don't have a bridge. Never heard of a Sydney bridge.
We've got mountains. We've got Mount Cootha. We've got Mount Cravat.
We're a gateway city. We're a gateway to the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, North Queensland. That's what I'm saying. That's why we're so low. You want to be the city that you go. Yeah, yeah. You want to be the destination. So what are we going to do as a trio?
Well, obviously not the marketing, because look at us sitting here just selling ourselves.
Brisbane, if we try real hard, we'll get to 25.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Abby, you'll appreciate this one. You may even sympathise with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if you could.
Oh, okay, sure.
Thank you, because something happened to me yesterday that would have terrified you, no doubt. I had my singing lesson. And I went along to my singing lesson. And then when I finish my singing lesson, I drive home and I get home just in time to take Gus for his afternoon walk. And I love doing my walk because, like you, I like to get my steps. And I need to get to 10,000 a day, although they do say now that 7,000 is enough.
Oh, well, let's reduce it.
Yeah.
Well, then drop it on the thing. Change your whole watch.
Well, that's the thing. It was just around. It was someone, the first one just said it at 10. And everyone just sets it at 10, and they've looked into it. They go, actually, if you do 7, you're pretty sweet. 7,000, not 7.
Oh.
That's a shame. Maddie's like, oh, yeah. No,
I can go. Wow, I am tripling that total. That
it's just annoying when you don't have your phone or your watch on you, because then if you don't have it, then you don't get your steps.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was taking Gus for a walk, and I was like, oh, I'm pumping here. I wonder what my steps are up to. And I went, I don't have my phone on me. But it was even worse than that. Because I had lost my phone.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, my Candy Crush score.
You know my phone addiction. I've got that finger
issue.
You've
got the dent, yes.
I've got the dent in the finger, which I'm trying to work on. Yeah. And remembering not to use my pinky finger as a holder for the phone.
Yeah, ruin the other fingers as well, why don't you?
It's a modification, I like to say.
It's a mutation. Yeah, you're evolving.
I've got a phone addiction. I'm working on it.
So then I thought, well, it must be at home. So I get home after the walk and I'm looking around home like, it's actually not here. I have actually legit lost my phone. And then
did you try calling
it? The stupid thing, you do, well, even that, you think I'll just message it. And you go, well, how am I going to message it?
Well, you can actually. You can either do it from a laptop or you've got a home phone.
No, I don't.
Did you get rid of it?
I haven't had a home phone. You mentioned that yesterday. I haven't had a home phone for ages, years and years.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you never pick up my calls.
And you never get your pizza. And, you know, I went through a range of emotions. I sat there and went, you know what? I'm going to be bohemian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need no phone.
You don't need it.
What do I need a phone for?
Yeah, you did it. I did it for years.
I'll be fine. Worked out. I'd left it at my singing lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get on to the Facebook message, said, I think my phone's there. Don't worry about it. I'll get it tomorrow. Because it was like, I'm not driving back out to Windsor at this time of night. The traffic's terrible. Rah, rah, rah. And then you think, and I'm like, I'm doing that thing. I'm thinking, I'm cool, man. I don't need no phone.
It's the new me.
I don't need to message anyone. I mean, all those people that are contacting me are going to be demo, but it's fine.
Absolutely. And I'm like, well, and then you just sit in there thinking, you go, well, what if I can't, there's no way for you guys to get a hold of me for work. And we do text frequently of an afternoon. So I was like, I was like, what if something important happens?
Did you miss us?
And then I was like,
say it.
I didn't miss you yet. It's very early on in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what if maybe I could Facebook message you and say, hey, can you tell everyone else that I don't have my phone on me? But I know you don't check your messages that regularly. And then I was like, no, okay, I need to go get it. So Rory got home from school. I was like, hey, you know, you got to spin it. Road trip. What were you thinking about doing this afternoon? Sitting on your iPad doing nothing? Nah, we're going on a journey. It's going to be fun. But as a sweetener, we'll swing past the night owl. You can get some lollies. Ah, everyone's happy. And finally, drive there. Took about 25 minutes. I'm like, oh, finally, get your phone. You're like, what have I... this block out half an hour because I'm going to have to catch up.
Oh, no. Did you have no messages?
I had absolutely... I had... No, that's not true. I had three. They were from me saying I've lost my phone. I didn't have my phone for 3.5, 4 hours. Nothing.
They say that you don't actually get, is it the dopamine? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that that's why you check your phone so much, because you're actually getting a hit of dopamine, like the text message
man,
or something.
Oh, man,
every sort of
I went cold turkey for 4 hours. It was like train spotting. It was quite a nightmare. Mm. But it was quite disappointing, because you would think after four, it may be something. Like a, hey, can you get bread? I would have been happy with that. Can you get bread on the way home? Or
was there anything like on Facebook you missed though? You know, like you can, you're like TikTok, Instagram.
Nope. There wasn't even any emails that were of any import.
Go home, check your letterbox. There'll be something in there.
There could still be a carrier pigeon coming.
Very popular.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You are not alone. One Brisbane student's online campaign to raise awareness of youth mental illness has gained incredible momentum. Plans now locked in to literally take it to the streets.
Yeah, the stats are incredibly scary that every day, on average, there's about 9 Australians who commit suicide for a various amount of reasons. And if you are suffering, please reach out. 13 11 14 is Lifeline's number. And there's one person who is a student, he's only 17 years of age, who's taken an initiative to help out and raise awareness for mental health in teens, which is a huge concern, and also raise money for Lifeline. Good morning, Tom Price.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Now, you started this how long ago, and why did you want to start the campaign You Are Not Alone?
Yeah, so we started at the end of last year, about November, and we developed a video with celebrities just to highlight the importance of talking about how, you know, youth are feeling. And yeah.
You reached out to how many celebrities? Who were you a little bit, like, impressed that they replied?
Really, all of it was overwhelming. Shepherd, Ali Langdon, Julian Wilson, everyone was great.
Was there one that you wanted that said no?
Dean Lewis, actually.
Oh, God.
He wouldn't have said no. He probably just missed the message.
Could have just missed the messages.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Tom, this is a hard question, I guess, because I know that you're not an expert in mental health, but you're a teenager who, you know, you're among other boys, especially at Villanova, you go to there. What would be one thing that you would say as parents they should be aware of with their teenager?
I think just sometimes I think it's hard to see the signs sometimes. Like, it's just the little things, you know, like people love to hide how they're feeling. And I think it's just about following up regularly to see how they're going. And if you're not sure, just reach out.
Yeah.
What do you do with your friends? Because I know when I was 17, Tom, I would have been terrible at doing this sort of stuff and talking to my mates when, you know, and I saw a lot of them struggle with their parents splitting up and things like that. What would you say to your peers who are your age wanting to talk to their mates?
I just remind them that, you know, they're not alone and that you're there for them and that things are going to get better, because they always will.
So you got the You Are Not Alone fun run. What's the details on that? How far is this fun run? I always say fun run is an oxymoron.
But he's done it. He always said he never would, but now he has.
Made me, yeah.
Now, it's happening tomorrow. It kicks off at Botanic Gardens. What time?
Yeah, so 10:30 run start, and we have music from 9 till 1. Some local Brizzy bands are going to be playing.
And raising money for?
Yeah, it's raising money for Lifeline and awareness for the cause.
Good on you, buddy.
You can check him out on Instagram as well, You Are Not Alone, for all the details, and it's not too late to sign up. You reached out to other schools, so I think other schools are involved as well?
Yeah, we have about 15 Brisbane schools on board now, which is great.
That's fantastic.
Good on you, man. You should be proud of yourself at 17 years old to organise this. Some 40-year-olds can't even organise a birthday party. So
why are you looking at me like that?
Because we organised your 40th birthday party for you.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. You've done well.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
It's doggy day here at work. I'm not going to cry.
Oh, no.
But I used to bring Yoshi, my dog, and now she's not coming because she's too old, and over the weekend we have to have a chat to see how long she's going to be with us. Thanks, but no thanks. Enjoy your dog day.
Wow.
Oh, why do we own dogs or pets? They just break our hearts.
Kids.
I'm not chatting about yours over the weekend, I hope.
Happy Child Day.
So, on Monday, which is meant to be the first day of our holidays,
we're hanging out together. Yay!
Getting a 6 a.m. flight to do an interview with Chris Hemsworth in Sydney.
Woo-hoo.
Now, Stabby Boy, you're off to Melbourne.
Yes, so on Sunday night.
You're going to be on holiday. You've already booked your flight, so this was a last-minute thing with Chris. But Origin is Sunday night.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this whole, oh, my God, I don't have to go to work after State of Origin. And because Game 2 is going to be the winner of the series in Queensland.
I hear what you're saying. Let's go straight through.
Yeah.
All-nighter.
All night long.
Okay.
So I just want to warn, I don't know what I'm going to be like.
All good.
Thanks.
Not about you.
No, thanks. Which is fine. I'm only going purely for your support person.
Yeah.
Wingman.
I'm happy to not even be
the
in the
wingman
room.
Talks more, remember?
Well, then I don't want to be the wingman anymore.
He'll end up getting hooking up with Chris. That's kind of wingman he is.
Always the way it happens, isn't it? Oh, I was just trying to chat to him for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, then why did you go home with him?
When you're the
hotter
friend.
Because we're still talking about you.
When you're the hotter friend, I guess.
I know, but he's got to take one for the team.
So, yes. These two are going down to interview Chris Hemsworth and Taika Waititi for Thor, Love and Thunder.
We won't have any fun without you.
Example of how upset I am about it for this reason. Guys, what is the name of Thor's hammer?
DeWalt. Ryobi.
What is the name of Thor's brother?
Yeah, I know that one. You go. Because I always get it wrong. Loki. Got it right, mate. I got it right. I've seen them all. And Natalie Portman comes back. I hope they hook up.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, you know what? That's what Chris really wants to talk about, the name of his hammer.
Yeah. His very loyal hammer that he loves so much.
He knows it. He doesn't need you to ask him.
Is it a left-handed or right-handed hammer?
Right-handed.
Can you give us some questions?
No, you won't ask my questions, and you'll stuff them up anyway.
How would he stuff them up? He's just reading from a script.
So what's it like being in the DC universe? Is that good?
We know it's Marvel, mate.
Mm.
Oh, I would have asked that. Okay.
Staz, Abby and Matt.
I love Brisbane.
Built in Brisbane for Brisbane.
Wish you were coming. We always have so much fun on planes.
The
trip home's always a wild one. Mm.
I'm going to get him into the lounge because it's very smart. I get all, when anyone flies with Virgin, I get them to pull their points into my card so that I get upgraded.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the kids watch from the outside. It's so much fun.
Yeah, you have fun, Maddie. Sorry.
No, Maddie's coming. Maddie's going to come.
As long as I get a colouring kit, I don't care. Guys, we are off for 2 weeks. We'll have Chris Hemsworth and Taika Waititi on the show when we return.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, we should say this is going to be our first ever time.
Come in, Parente. Come in.
Last time, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, Parente's real name is Michael. Are you going to go back to Michael now you're not working at
B105? That's a great question.
Is your name Michael?
Good to meet you, Matthew.
So, Michael does all our online, and he is sadly leaving with us. But it's not as sad as what I say, because I'm really happy that you are following your dream.
Yes, I am going off to do some other stuff. I'm not ditching you for another radio station, which would be very sad. I'm going off to do.
Didn't know that was
movies.
A possibility.
Oh, no, it's not a possibility. No. But I'm saying, like, it's an exciting thing. It's a bittersweet ending
for you to work in movies.
Hopefully, yeah, that's the plan. Or maybe I'll get fired instantly. Who knows?
Hey, no.
So optimistic. I'll get promoted instantly.
Yay!
Hey, no, we're so proud of you, buddy. The Facebook page and the Instagram and everything
your videos are next level.
Amazing.
You're without a doubt the best in the industry, and we were lucky to have you for as long as we had you. And we hope that you do come back to us one day.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've had a good time. 10-10-60, what was your favourite video that I made?
Stav, Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.